Today in the town of Philadelphia, Mississippi, an alleged Ku Klux Klan leader pleaded not guilty to the murder of three young civil rights workers in 1964. 79-year-old Edgar Ray Killen, a Baptist minister, was arrested yesterday for the killing of James Cheney, Michael Schwerner, and Andrew Goodman.
The murders of the three young men sparked national outrage and were a galvanizing event in the civil rights movement. Later, the Freedom Summer killings were the subject of the film Mississippi Burning. There was a federal conspiracy trial in 1967, but today's arraignment marks the first murder charges in the case.
Jerry Mitchell is a reporter for Jackson, Mississippi's Clarion Ledger newspaper. He's followed the case for 16 years, and he described Killen's appearance in court today.
He was rather subdued. Mr. Killen was rather subdued today in court. He was dressed in an orange jumpsuit. He was wearing handcuffs. He was rather soft-spoken for the most part, except when they got to the judge got to the part where he asked him how he pled, and he rather emphatically said not guilty three times for each of the deaths he's accused of.
Why did the state decide to reopen this case?
Oh, they reopened the case back in 1999 after it was published that Sam Bowers, who was the head of the Klan back in the 60s, in a secret interview that he gave, said that he was happy to be convicted in the 1967 case because the main instigator of the entire affair walked out of the courtroom a free man, of course referring to Mr. Killen.
And who was Sam Bowers?
Sam Bowers was the imperial wizard of the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. It was the most violent Klan organization in the United States. And they were the ones behind the killings of the three civil rights workers. They were the ones behind the killing of Vernon Dahmer in Hattiesburg in 1966. They're believed to be responsible for at least 10 murders in Mississippi back in the 60s.
As we said, this is the first time the state has filed criminal charges.
That's correct.
But Edgar Ray Killen has been in a courtroom before on conspiracy charges. What happened in that case?
It was a mistrial. There were 18 men who were tried on federal conspiracy charges. Seven of them were convicted, eight of them were acquitted, and three of them, the juries deadlocked, resulting in mistrials, and one of those was Edgar Ray Killen.
So the jury deadlocked on Killen, and later one of the jurors explained why she was unable to...
Yes, several of the jurors. I talked to jurors back in 2000, and they explained to me that one of the women on the jury had refused to convict him, saying she could never convict a preacher.
What has he been doing in these intervening years?
He spent much of his life, believe it or not, running a sawmill, chopping wood, that kind of thing. And then, of course, he also is a preacher as well.
Has he always maintained his innocence? Or has he spoken about this at all?
Yes, he has. I've certainly spoken to him about it. He's insisted on his innocence. And, you know, said that he has nothing about it. But he's also made obvious that he has the same racial views he had, you know, back in the 60s.
Jerry Mitchell, from what I understand,
yes.
You obtained access. You got access to a transcript of this secret interview with Imperial Wizard Sam Bowers. So in some measure, you were responsible for keeping this story and this quest for justice alive. What does it feel like for you today?
Well, it's amazing. I've been writing about the case for 16 years now, and it's hard to believe. You know, so often as a journalist, it seems like 95% of what you write about it may or may not have any effect. But then there's that special few stories that you work on, and things do happen, and it's extremely gratifying.
Jerry Mitchell, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Jerry Mitchell is a reporter for the Clarion Ledger of Jackson, Mississippi.